Dan, your thoughts on training camp and beyond, as we've done the first preseason game. You got to be thrilled with what you're seeing out of your kids.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously at this time of year, everybody's excited. But for us, we're bringing back so many guys from last year that it's really nice to see them settle right in. And of course, a lot of new, fresh faces. So it's a great opportunity, obviously, to look to the future as well at the same time. That's what this game today was for. And, you know, by the sort of mid to end of this week, we'll get down to some more manageable numbers with a lot of these young guys having some great experience to take home with them. But, you know, I think what you're seeing here so far is, you know, the depth of the organization, not just for the team this year, but for the future, and certainly something we're really excited about.
I'm seeing some visors in this game, which tells me these are kids that could possibly play for this team this year if they continue to perform well. And I look at a kid like a Gavin Clark, who really opened my eyes this afternoon.
Yeah, I think when you look at Gav and look at his progression over the last year or so, I mean, he was a guy who sprouted up and grew significantly. You know, he was a guy when the rules changed, we identified right away as somebody that we wanted to get on our list. He was really amenable to signing right away, which we were excited about. And he just really kept building all year, had a tremendous summer, almost made the American Hlinka team. He was one of their last cuts. Obviously has tremendous size. You can see all through camp how soft his hands are. You know, obviously a guy that we're really excited about. And I think just you look at his build and the potential for him to become, you know, a really dominant big body scoring forward in this league the next couple of years, we really think strongly is there for him.
You mentioned American. Mason Moreland is also an American with a visor on that has a shot at sticking as well. The American aspect, the fact that the landscape has changed, how much does that maybe put more importance on looking into the Americans, making that U.S. draft more of a priority?
Yeah, certainly. I think not only the draft, but I think also older players you're going to want to see who's developing a little bit later. Like you take a look at a Clark who, you know, was available as a list player last year at 16 and has a chance to really be, you know, a player that makes some waves for us this year and next. I think, you know, going forward, there's going to be a little bit of uncertainty about when players will graduate from the league or maybe move on to opportunities in some cases. So one of our directives as a staff and a scouting staff will be to make sure that we have older players ready to go in some of those cases, and having the Americans available opens up some different doors that way for sure.
So that means scouting the USHL and NAHL becomes paramount now.
For sure, and even all the way like high school hockey and even U18 hockey down there. I mean, you look at some of the players that, yeah, I think Medicine Hat's a great example this year in our league. Some of the guys that played on that Shattuck team last year as 07s who could come in this year as 18-year-olds into our league. So, I mean, there's much like Canada, there's quality hockey players to watch all over the States. So it's a challenging job. We're starting to spend some more resources down there, hire some more staff down there. But it certainly becomes a really, really key aspect of what we try to do.
Disappointing, though, that you weren't able to get any of those Shattuck guys, including Kyle Martiniuk, here to your camp?
No, it comes with the territory. Yeah. You know when that's where they're going. That's how they've operated for years and years. So that's not a choice the players make. That's a choice that the organization down there makes. And we understood with, you know, Max Suter and Kane Martinuk and Bo Skelton and Luke Host and Trevin Vargo, those are the five guys down there. We understood that that they weren't going to be able to be up here this year for training camp. So that being said, it's one of the great places in North America to develop as a hockey player. So, you know, I talked to Greg Martinuk, Kane's dad, yesterday. You know, we've got a scout base there less than 90 minutes away from Faribault where Shattuck is based, and we'll have lots of communication, lots of eyes on those kids. So would have been great to have them, but we did understand when you've got kids going there that, you know, they're busy at this time of year.
Last one, your thoughts on, or which player or players really stood out from you besides the ones that I've mentioned?
I think if you look at the game today, I would point out Julian Revel is one name, 16-year-old defenseman. He was a third-round pick of ours out of that 2009 age group, a guy we were really excited to get. Had a strong year last year for the Edge U18 prep team in Calgary, and has been really receptive to coaching, really receptive to feedback. And he has come in and I've thought really from the start of this camp has been confident and has been executing plays and you know, really showing his tools well. And the other guy I'd point out, just to use another guy on the back end, would be Luke Dumas. He was a player who came over in the Ben Reich trade. Obviously, Hunter Lang was the key piece of that trade for us, along with a first-round pick in this year's draft, along with Luke. And he was a player that played for Dustin Cohn, who has now moved on to other opportunities, but was our player development coach last year. Really liked Luke, and he's built like a man. His birthday, I think, is December 23rd, 2009. Really young in terms of our league, and he's shown really well here. So not taken away from anybody that we didn't mention, but those two guys in particular, I thought really through the last few days and in today's game showed quite well.